When people do not have Christ-centered coping methods, they only make their problems worse and add problems to problems and pain to pain. So, we're starting an exciting new series entitled Christ-centered coping methods. Christ-centered coping methods help us to steer clear of adding avoidable problems to our lives. Think about examples about our fellow human beings whose lives were depicted in God's Word. Every single one of them got into avoidable trouble when they focused on something or someone other than God. Abraham made a mess of things when he tried to take matters into his own hands. The disciples freaked out about getting food, even though they had seen Jesus feeding thousands of people miraculously on different occasions. They were still wondering where their food was going to come from. Think of Peter. Peter sank into the water as he looked at the waves instead of Jesus, the one who saves. If they had kept their eyes on God and not allowed their problems and pain to eclipse him, then they would have avoided so many problems and heartaches. As Oswald Chambers wisely said, "We have to pray with our eyes on God, not on the difficulties." So today I ask you, are you doing that with your source of stress and pain? Are you focusing on your problem more than your Savior? Every day, I have to choose to focus on Jesus instead of the pain resulting from joint injuries and health issues I inherited. So I'm including myself in this whole thing. We all need to think about Christ-centered coping methods. No matter whether your pain is physical, mental, relational, or financial, here are some coping tips based on Scripture. First of all, invite God into your situation and let down your guard with God. Pour your heart out to Him. Talk with Him about it all. Trust confidently in Him. In fact, Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust confidently in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Tip number two, don't hold back. Don't hesitate to run to Jesus. Nothing is too small or too big for Him. God welcomes us to come boldly through Christ to His very throne. Hebrews 4:16 says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." Tip number three, address your physical needs as much as possible in such a way that you can feel better physically. A trial is not an excuse to stop taking care of yourself or receiving the help of others. So, as much as is possible, be sure that you are doing what you can and receiving the help you need so that you can be as comfortable as possible physically. Tip number four, deliberately busy yourself with things that make you focus on loving God and loving others. Resist the urge to focus on your pain. Distract yourself by listening to good Christian worship music, sermons, good Christian movies. Call people who are in the same boat in a challenging storm of life. Pray with others about their prayer requests. But be busy. Be busy with things that God wants you to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we welcome you right now into our situation. We confess our desperate need of you. As Savior and Lord, please save us, help us, and use us in any way you want. Help us to focus on you and anything that you want us to do. Help us instead to pray often and confidently and boldly through Christ. Lord, we pray for every prayer request sent to Praying Pals and ask for your best for each one. Pray for our pastors, our churches. We pray for our families, our friends, our neighbors, and we just ask, Lord, that you would intervene. We thank you so much for your promises. We thank you that your love never fails and that you never leave us. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember, God made you on purpose for His purpose. You are so loved by Him. He has good things ahead for you. Once again, feel free to sign up for our devotional and prayer time each week at prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org.